You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene here at the new Classical FM. Now, in less than 1 week, we're going to be knee-deep in Moses Neimer's Idea City 2018, in which he brings together 50 of the greatest minds on the planet to discuss really interesting things, and as well, a lot of entertainment, and opening up, well, 1 week today at 10 a.m., opening the day is the Alt Sisters, Amanda, Alicia, and Alana, and they're known for their incredibly close harmonies. If you like things like the Manhattan Transfer, the Andrews Sisters, things like that, you're going to love it. And if you watch the all-time classical classic hit parade on Vision TV Fridays at 8:30 p.m., you see them performing with Marilyn Lightstone, and they join us in the studio right now. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Oh my gosh, you even say good morning in harmony.
I know, isn't that something?
Now you guys are you're fairly young.
Yes.
I'll say. Yeah.
Alana just graduated.
Oh my goodness.
Congratulations, Alana.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
But how did you get interested in doing music like this? Where did that come from?
I think it started, you know, at a really young age when our parents, they would play jazz around the house. Right. That was something that they listened to all the time.
Right.
And then
we all kind of asked to take some singing lessons when we were pretty young. Yeah. We started with piano. And then when we went to piano camp, we did some choir. So we asked for some singing lessons. And then and then our mom kind of put us in a trio competition one time. And then we've been singing together ever
since. Did you win?
Then.
I think we might have been the only ones in the competition.
The only one entered. And that's how you win, ladies and gentlemen. That's it.
That's fantastic. Now, your experiences in choruses, well, I imagine, would have helped you a lot to blend together. Do you find?
Well, we all grew up like doing choirs and things like that. And we all went to an art school in Mississauga, and we all had to do choirs and ensembles and that. So I think it helped really translate into.
And do you currently have a voice teacher?
I just did at school. But
you've given up all.
You know what's funny? I think we all study with somebody different. We don't actually study with the same person. Yeah. And we actually work more individually. And then as a group, we've done coachings with like Mika Barnes and Lorraine Lawson.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, and Lorraine Lawson as well. Yeah, Mika's wonderful.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, phenomenal. Now, Alicia, you went to Eastman.
I did.
And you studied, of course, you studied voice there. Did you have to study a second instrument?
I had to take a certain amount of piano. Right. Mm-hmm. That was really great. So I did that. And then we had to learn a bunch of. It actually focused mainly on languages there. So we did.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we had to do French, German, Italian. So we did
Makes sense. Yeah.
Now, I have here that you guys are doing a bunch of concert dates in Toronto and around Southern Ontario. Do you have, do you accompany yourselves or do you have, a backing band that you bring with you?
Well, we play with a backing band.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow we have our CD release concert. So we're going to be playing with some of Toronto's best jazz musicians.
Nice.
Adrian Ferrugia on piano, George Kohler on bass, Ted Quinlan on guitar, and Ethan Ardelli on drums. So we're looking forward to that.
So you guys don't mess around.
No.
Good for you. Good for you. Got the best of the best there in musicians. Robbie Botosh, what did you do with Robbie?
Oh, so Robbie's was featured on our album Timeless, which released in 2014. And he's also going to be on this album that's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, he was on a few of the tracks there. He played, I think, one of our original song called Let's Get Away. And
We've been working with him for a long time.
Isn't that nice?
Just playing shows around the city. And it was really great because I feel like we kind of started off not really knowing. Like when we first started doing jazz together, we were fairly new to it because we started doing more classical crossover and then moved into that. And then he kind of, I feel like him as well as George Kohler, they kind of helped us learn.
Just by watching them.
Just by watching how they played and interacted with each other. That was really
cool. Well, let's talk about this CD, Sisters in Song, that's being released tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, plug away.
What's on it?
Oh, so it's a few different sister groups that are going to be featured on the album. So the Andrews Sisters, the McGuire Sisters, Pointer Sisters, Heart, and we did one of our own original songs that we wrote along with Greg Kavanaugh and Chris Smith. So yeah, it's just taking so different sister groups that have inspired us over the years.
Nice,
yeah. Nice stuff.
And so, is one of you have does is are each of you different voices, different voice types? So do you, one sticks to the high, one's net, and then middle and low?
Well, Alicia generally sings like the higher part, and Amanda okay. generally sings the lower part. I sing the middle, and then if they want to like come in like to the middle part and sing the melody, then I'm kind of like the swing person. I go either way.
Wow.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
You so always like to keep it interesting.
Well, I was going to say, if there's a part that has a lead, do you guys like have fights over who gets the lead?
Not usually.
Usually?
We like to split it up fairly evenly. And
right.
if someone really mm-hmm. wants it, then we're like, okay, mm-hmm. you get this one. I get the next one.
But yeah, yeah, I'm noting that for later on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Alicia, you're going to do some work with Tapestry Opera, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to be in their show called Hook Up in February. So I'm really excited.
Congratulations.
About that.
That's nice. That'll be a nice gig.
Yeah.
How about touring? What's going on with you guys in terms of touring in the future?
Well, we're definitely hoping to start touring, especially with this new album that's coming out.
Right.
So hopefully we're going to plan some stuff for next summer, I know for sure, kind of try to
excellent.
Get around
excellent.
With that.
Do you enjoy touring?
You know, we haven't done a lot of it.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we've done a bit around Ontario. Like, we've gone around Ontario, but we haven't really gone outside of Ontario, so I think we're really looking forward to that.
Right.
For sure.
You've been working together for a long time. Of course, even as sisters, that would be a bonus. You know, so and I saw on your website that there were patches around the states that looked like this is where you've been.
Oh, so that was our radio play throughout the states.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we've had a lot of radio play throughout the States, which is great.
Oh, that is terrific.
Yeah.
Well, I want to wish you all the best
for
that.
Yeah, thanks for coming in today,
guys.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking to the Alt Sisters, who have a brand new CD coming out tomorrow called Sisters in Song. Is that correct?
Yes.
So you'll be looking for that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, indeed.
As well, you can see them performing on All-Time Classic Hit Parade on Vision TV.
For sure.
Friday evenings at 8:30. And they are opening the Thursday edition next Thursday of Moses Neimer's Idea City 2018. If you want to get all the information on who's performing, who's speaking at Idea City, you can go to their website, ideacity.ca.